Welcome to the Mooley Asset Management Podcast for November 29th, 2010. I'm Allison Cleary, and with me is Tom Mullooly, President of Mullooly Asset. So, Tom, what are we going to look at today?
Well, the format that we follow for these podcasts is we take the column that shows up each week in our local paper, that's the Asbury Park Press. It's written by a syndicated columnist and money manager named John Dorfman. Dorfman is a syndicated columnist for Bloomberg News, and he also manages money. What did he talk about this week?
Well, he started off with Apollo Group.
Okay. With Apollo Group, and you're going to hear a recurring theme with all of these stocks. They're all in the same sector. He talks about these education companies. Apollo Group is the parent company that owns the University of Phoenix Online. And you don't have to be a chart expert to see that this chart is basically falling off a cliff. The stock broke the support line at $60 back in May. Today, here at the end of November, it's trading at $34. So it's gone from 60 to 34, and it doesn't look like it's going to be recovering anytime soon. In fact, just in the last couple of days, the stock gave another sell signal, and that was after a big fall. And in October, the stock had been still hanging in there around $50, and now it's completely fallen apart. Down here to the mid-30s. So I would steer very clear of Apollo Group.
As well, I see that the loan repayment rate is only at 36%, which means that this wouldn't be a great stock to invest in based on returns?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to read that. One out of three loans for these online education students get paid back. That's a really low percentage. I know that it's risky loaning money to college students anyway, but that's really surprising to see such a low percentage of loans getting paid back. Okay, what else did he talk about?
This week he talked about Corinthian College.
Okay, Corinthian College, the symbol is COCO, C-O-C-O, and that right now is trading at $4.28. Hard to believe that in April this was 18 or 19 bucks. But the stock broke a triple bottom at 14.5, broke its support line in May. Incidentally, the same time that Apollo Group broke their support line, and this has just been another free fall where it's just been sell signal after sell signal, and the stock is now bouncing here around $4. So I agree with Dorfman. I think we'd avoid this stock. And what I noticed is that in these stocks, he said to avoid Corinthian College, but he didn't really come out with a blanket recommendation either on these other ones. All he said was that they were an interesting value. I guess that's his way of saying that they're on his radar scope. They're certainly off hours because all of these charts look terrible in the entire sector.
All right, and what do you think about Career Education Corp?
Okay, Career Education, the ticker symbol is CECO. The stock right now trades at $18.72 today. The stock, like the other two before it, broke support in May, gave a couple of attempts at the overhead resistance line, but this stock really, until it starts getting through that overhead resistance line and moving up in a positive way, I think there are other places you can put money to work. I'd be avoiding Career Education.
And the final stock that Dorfman mentions is DeVry Inc.
Okay, DeVry, DeVry Institute, the symbol is DV. This stock right now trades at $43.70. This stock, like the other three, broke support in May and really hasn't made any kind of recovery yet. When it broke support in May, the stock was 59. Now it's 44. Made a couple of buy signals, a couple of attempts, but it's being held down by that overhead resistance line. I really want to stress with all four of these that each one of these companies gave sell signal or I want to stress with each of these four that we talk about today They all gave sell signals early on in the year before they broke the support line. And for my clients out there that we've talked about these charts, many times a chart will give you plenty of opportunities to get out. I rarely take the first sell signal on a chart, but when a stock or any kind of chart starts giving multiple sell signals, it tells you that there's something troubling going on. More people are itching to get out than to get in. And so when stocks start giving multiple sell signals, I get very alert to what's happening. When the stock breaks its support line, that's a very big deal. That tells me that the stock is now no longer going northbound on the parkway. They've turned around and gone southbound on the parkway. Yeah, they may occasionally bounce up, but the trend is going down when they break that support line. And all four of these broke their support in May. If you ever get a chance to listen to Tom Dorsey from Dorsey Wright, he will tell you that many times 80% of your success in investing comes from knowing when the market's on offense or defense, whether you should be putting money to work or not, and knowing the sector. When most of the stocks in the sector all break their support line in the same month, in May of 2010, that's a very clear signal that this whole sector is just falling out of bed in this group of four. I'd avoid all of these stocks. Incidentally, each of these four are also on relative strength sell signals, and when the market's falling like it did this summer, stocks that have relative strength sell signals tend to get slammed a little harder than most. One last thing that I wanted to mention, at the end of Dorfman's article, he does put in that disclaimer that his company doesn't own any positions in these stocks. We also don't own any positions in these stocks for the primary reason that their charts are terrible. We don't have any short positions either in them as well, but it's something that we may consider in the future. These stocks that we talked about today are not recommendations from Mullooly Asset Management. They are companies that were mentioned in a column published by the Asbury Park Press, written by John Dorfman, who's a syndicated columnist. He's also a money manager. This article was published on November 28th, 2010. We always want to stress that you consult with your advisor before you make a decision to buy or sell any investment. If you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management. You can reach us by phone at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's mullooly.net. Well, I guess that's pretty much it for this week, Allison.
I think that'll do it, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, we'll catch up with everyone next week.